This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Nelson Mandela will be buried on Sunday in his childhood village of Kunu. It's in one of the least developed regions of South Africa on the Eastern Cape. Thousands are expected to attend the funeral, which has caused some scrambling. The only paved roads in the village are small. One leads to Mandela's home, another to the Mandela Museum. As NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Kunu, South Africa's government is fighting time and heavy rains to prepare the village for Mandela's return.
People are out of and even on top of their houses to see an unusual sight around here. Military helicopters doing a dry run for tomorrow's task, transporting Nelson Mandela's body from the hospital in Pretoria to his childhood village of Kunu. Here the body will be prepared for burial by chieftains from Mandela's clan in a ceremony that, as per tradition, involves whispering into Mandela's ear.
They will talk to him as if he is alive.
Nozuku Yokwana is chairperson of the Nelson Mandela Museum. She says what they will whisper is as much about the needs of the living as the dead.
Tell the ancestors that we want A, B, C, D, E, F to happen to our own culture.
In death, as in life, South Africans are calling on Mandela the diplomat. But if you walk around Kunu, there is a lot that people here could ask for. There's no shop in Kunu except the convenience store. The main economy is still subsistence livestock.
I call the goats to come in.
Nikki Michelle Wane is trying to call her three goats in for supper. Like many Kunu residents this week, the goats are a bit dazed by all the visitors.
They don't want to come. They want to stay and watch the action. It's too busy out there.
Kunu hasn't changed that much over the years. There's a glaring lack of palaces or fancy monuments to South Africa's most famous citizen. And in that way, it's unlike some other parts of Africa, where it's common for presidents to shower their traditional home base with development money. Nosisi Titani is a tour guide at the Mandela Museum. He says there's some whispered resentment in Kunu about the neglect.
They think since Mandela was a legend, they think we should benefit from which is not actually happening.
Ironically, Mandela's refusal as president to promote his own turf has made his funeral a logistical headache. Everything's been trucked in: food, water, steel beams for the 4,000-person tent, porta-potties by the truckload.
If I must tell you the amount of portable toilets that we'd pass here.
Down the highway, Fosi Forrester watches the trucks pass outside the window of his shop, the Country Kitchen.
But you know, the man is exactly what he stood for. He didn't stood for self-enrichment. He stood for, that's what you see, simplicity. I mean, that's what makes him so great.
Kunu residents do hope that now that Mandela's body has come home here to rest, Kunu will become a destination for tourists. Nikki Michelwane, the lady that was failing to corral her three goats, tells me about her daughter, Yonella, graduating next week with a university degree in tourism management. To the great surprise of her mother and herself, she's coming back to live in Kunu. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Kunu.